10th of March 2021. My name is Everett and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1177. Our topic today is how to program. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. This article describes how to learn the right way to start your programming journey and get started. This tutorial gives an overview of the code editor Alice and gives you the basics to create a program. Note, this page provides step-by-step instructions for creating programs, each step of which differs depending on the type and programming language. You don't need any software development knowledge to get started, it's designed for a complete beginner. The choice of a programming language depends on the type of program or script you want to create, and you can also choose to program the entire program yourself or use external code tools. Once you know the language you want to use to create more complex programs, you should download the integrated development environment so that you don't forget and forget to start it. These small exercises will help you learn a programming language and train you to solve computer science-related problems in the language. If you lead with a complete program and then explain the programming concepts contained in it, you give the student a reason to continue learning. Remember that the computer you use to program is just one tool among many. There are many things you can do to make it easier for yourself when you learn programming. We use a special programming language called Java and we'll discuss how to program a microcontroller specially coded for this purpose to write it. Like most languages, Java has the ability to organize and express itself, but unlike most languages, it has an organization to follow, the so-called code syntax. When you write a program in a compiled programming language, the compiler takes the source code of the program and generates it to create an executable. A program is a single class with single statements and methods, so a compiler cannot create the programs. You need a class to store the information about the statements. When you are programming a microcontroller, you need this because your program burns through the memory of your microcontroller. This tutorial series is designed to facilitate the introduction to programming on a Raspberry Pi and should not be considered as a standalone course. This text will take you through the C programming language, but if you take the time to complete the exercises and complete this tutorial, you are well on your way to becoming a competent C programmer. So there you have it, the first step in programming for beginners. If you want to rise to the level of programming and software development, as many programmers do, you will want this to be seriously considered as an educational program. Informatics 101 is the course you should take first if you are interested in computer science, computer engineering and computer programming. Once you have mastered the assembly language and C hash, the next step is to complete one or two OS development manuals that will guide you through the process of developing a simple operating system from scratch. This method of coding for beginners should be used in online courses, but also in real-world situations and in the classroom. There is also a W3 Schools certification program that allows you to learn by yourself and complete the program in a few weeks. I admit that memorizing is not always the best way to learn a subject, but I believe that it should be absolutely necessary to practice it when you learn programming for the first time. As someone who is just starting out in programming, this course will help you understand the basics of Python and get you very involved in learning more. During the learning process, one should look at all the examples and try to understand them, and I admit that I am a big fan of this learning method. The first step is to learn how to use a tool called a debugger that allows you to traverse the code. The idea is that you should start with something the program does, and make small changes to debug it while it is running, so that you always have a working program. It is a very useful tool and it is one of the most important tools in the Python programming language, since it simplifies the process of programming. It is also good to remember that the editor and the compiler are included in the same tools you use to create your program. The next step is to learn how to tackle large-scale programming projects, and this must begin with learning a programming language. If you want to learn Java as one of your first programming languages, I strongly recommend the Java NanoDegree course from Udacity. Before learning a programming language, you need to develop a good understanding of Java and its various functions and functions. Beginner programming gives you the skills you need to pursue a career as a programmer or programmer. Episode 1177 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Everett Pena. Adios. Podbot.ai